My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Welcome to the real world, she said to me.
And working with you in the real world of computers, it's the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Michael Valdivia, and Michael, we have a new intern, huh?
Yes, we do. Mr. Chad.
Mr. Chad.
Yep. You have to say Mr.
Well, can't we say Dr. Chad?
No.
Or has he not been indoctrinated yet?
He's not doctored yet.
Excuse me.
He's still working on the doctorate.
He's still getting his master's.
Well, Dr. Valdivia, what do we have today?
Today?
On our list.
We have our Geek Speak
of
the week.
You have to be like a junior doctor. What do they call that? A
noise.
Yeah.
Do you have the Geek Speak of the Week?
I would be a nurse.
Of course we have that.
And now, this week's Geek Speak of the Week.
Sponsored by Michael.
Sponsored by.
Not really. But.
Yeah. List Nazi.
List Nazi.
Ooh, yes. This is kind of like a mailing list subscriber who makes a point to flame other list members for even the slightest violation.
Okay, now you've got
email.
Like 4 million terms in there. You better explain.
Flaming is when you use inappropriate writing.
It's when you're you get all over people for little stuff. Like what we do to you sometimes.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, but flaming...
You say bad things, I think.
Yeah, flaming in general is just being malicious against somebody
like
else.
Bad mouthing.
Yeah.
Right.
So that would be what a flame is. So when, as a mailing list subscriber, if they flame you, that's...
See, I thought a flame was like Nazi. If I had a big crush on you and then I couldn't have you, you'd be my flame.
No, not at all.
All right, not that.
Okay.
You know what really burns my rear end?
What?
Flame about that high.
That chaps my hide.
So basically it's more to do with if you're part of a news group or a forum or
Correct.
Those kinds of things where you're mm-hmm. posting information about, did you see that new movie? And then somebody else goes, you're an idiot because you don't know what you're talking about.
The guy that everybody thinks is a jerk. He's the flamer.
He is the flamer.
So
well,
to speak.
Well, actually, the list Nazi is the guy that goes around pretty much looking to bash everybody else on the list.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we know a few of those.
He's
huh?
the guy that kicks everybody off. You're banned now.
Yeah.
I have power, and I'm going to use it.
Well, no, we're not
Soup
talking about
Nazi.
That.
Yeah.
So, our free download of the week?
And our free download of the week is Camembert.
What?
Camembert.
Bert. Camembert.
Camembert. Camembert.
We should go over this before. It's almost like we've never practiced this before.
No, this term has actually been used before, like long time
ago. She's too young to remember the whole reading is fundamental campaign back in the 70s. All right, go ahead.
S-O-C-K-S.
Hooked on phonics.
That's what I want.
This, what it is it's a webcam viewer monitor that, for instance, let's say you wanted to monitor your children at home while you were at work. Because the babysitter said that they're acting horribly, and they're saying that the babysitter is acting horribly.
Let's just get rid of the webcam right away.
Yeah, that's the babysitter.
Well, let's just say.
How about, let's say I'm a surfer, and I want to see what the surf is in Maui. And,
Shaka, bro!
See? Then
that's
you
right.
could check it out.
And San Diego, and Australia, mm-hmm. and all those places. So
and
this
you
will
could
light
do several, right. several locations at once.
So if you're really into webcams, it's kind of a cool little program.
And you can, so you don't use up all your desktop space, you can actually minimize them all the way down to a thumb size and anywhere in between, so you could set them up around the edges and then be like, oh, dude, I want to check out Maui, man.
Oh, dude.
Bam.
Dude, shaka, bro.
What if you had a friend who was a really big Jessica Simpson fan and was on the fan site and was a registered member and wanted to have the webcam link right on his desktop?
There you go.
If this friend wanted to do that.
And the best part of this whole thing is the last line of her description. Download this fresh software program right now for free.
Yes.
Fresh. It sounds so cheesy when you say it that way, Ken.
It's funky fresh.
It is.
What else do we have for these fine folks?
No, let's thank Michael and see if we can't answer a question that Todd may have.
Todd may have a question, and we may be able to find Todd in the phone system. There he is.
Yes, Todd, welcome to the Computer Corner. Thanks for holding, and how may we be of assistance?
Well, my wife had bought me a Dell Desperation. I mean, Inspiration.
Desperation?
I love it.
Now we have the compact Sosario. And the Dell Desperation.
Yeah, Dell Desperation 4600. It's got like 2.6 gig, 80 gig hard drive, Windows 2000 XP.
Wow. Hey, dude, you're getting a Dell.
Yeah. Dude, why did it get a Dell?
Oh, ouch.
The problem I'm having, the besides with my wife.
We can't handle that one. We're not Dr. Phil.
Yeah, that's later on in the KTAR schedule.
The desperation comes with the Dell junkware, I mean software.
Yes.
And what I want to do is I have a digital video camera that I just recently, you know, figured out what a FireWire and all that garbage is, and I bought a card, an Adaptec.
Wait a minute. You're is this a Dell desktop or laptop?
It's a desktop.
Desktop. And it didn't have FireWire?
No. It had USB.
Huh, okay.
So my Sony camera, I bought a cord for it. I'm looking at the end, and I go, okay, what kind of end is that? It's not USB. So
Right. Now, so you got the card.
So I got the card, put it in. Good. It recognized it's in the device manager.
Great.
Okay. I recorded. Anyway, the image shows up on the screen when you start the software and you connect the camera. The image on the camera is perfect. The image on the computer showing you as it's playing is perfect. And then it records to the hard drive, and then I want to burn it on a DVD.
Okay.
When I play it back from the hard drive, it's like kind of blurry. You know when you have a digital video camera, you zoom out a little too far?
Yep.
And it starts almost like digitally break up or blurry? That's what it looks like.
Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons that might be happening.
Yeah.
Digital video, of all the things you could ask your computer to do,
yep.
Digital video is up there with curing cancer.
I figured something like that.
Yeah, it's just after curing cancer as far as the difficulty, the level of difficulty. lots of things come into play. When it comes to like herky-jerky video or just really bad video.
Herky-jerky?
Yeah, that's technical.
Is that like beef jerky?
Come on, if they're going to use FireWire as a term, I can use herky-jerky.
Herky-jerky, I'm with it.
A lot of times what's happening is the video card, especially with FireWire, is delivering the video information to the computer really fast.
Right.
But the hard drives can't keep up with it.
Okay.
And so as it's recording, it looks good. But the actual stuff that it's recording is just skipping a bunch of information. It's got to like throw out every other frame because it can't keep up.
Right, okay.
That has to do with the speed of your hard drives.
Okay.
So in order to have a good digital video workstation, you have to have higher performance hard drives.
Okay.
In general. So you might want to look to see what kind of hard drives are in there, because if it's a standard, what's called a 5400 RPM drive, and you may be able to go back and look and see some, look for something that talks about RPMs on your hard drive.
Right, exactly. I understand all that.
Yeah, if it's a 5400 RPM hard drive, it's probably never going to do real well with digital video unless you're doing really, really small screens.
Yeah, I know there's, I've heard of like, what, 7200, 7500 RPM?
There's 72, there's 10,000.
There's even 15,000 if you want to get nuts. You know what? I started doing something similar to this a little while back, and even with my quality data doctor's computer, it still couldn't handle this. I didn't have a desperation. I had quality, you see. Anyway,
right.
All I did was I went out and because I have access to these things, I got a second hard drive that was a pretty decent quality, like a 7200 RPM, nothing real fancy.
Right.
You can actually get something that has a higher cache level, which has to do with some circuitry on the board. And you get, normally these days, you're probably buying a 2-meg cache, but it's only a few bucks more to get the 8-meg cache versions. I like the Western Digital drives that are the 7200 with the 8-meg cache. They're very reasonably priced. And I added that as a second drive, added a little bit more memory to my computer, and all those problems went away instantly.
The other thing you may want to consider, and I've not tried this, but I mean, since you have FireWire now, they do have external FireWire drives now that are kind of made for video as well. So there's a lot of research you can do before you spend any money. You start looking at that. I mean, one of the ways to see if what I'm talking about is the issue is you can reduce somewhere in the software, you can say, don't try to capture 30 frames per second.
Right.
And so you can reduce the performance, maybe reduce the size of the, you know, start to reduce the overhead onto your computer. And if the performance starts to increase as a result of that, you know that that's what it is. The machine's just not capable in its current state of handling the kind of video that you want to try to throw at it.
Yeah, I'd rather just change the hard drive out. Is there some place you can get a drive for a decent price or?
Well, you don't necessarily have to change it.
I would add another drive, actually.
Add another drive.
Generally, I recommend people when they want to upgrade, because they want to upgrade because they're running out of space, I say swap out. But in your case, I would add a second drive and let the video capture go to that second drive, specifically set it up to do that so that it can swap out on one drive and do the other.
Anybody that sells hard drives, the thing is you want to do your homework before you go into the store. Don't let the store people tell you what you should buy. Do your homework online. Get the model and the brand, or get a bunch of different models and brands that you're willing to try out, and then go and purchase those at any of the majors, anybody that's got hard drive access.
Yeah, I do my research first.
You should
push the Bonehead of the Day button for the boneheads at the computer stores. Bonehead
of the Day. Hey, you know what the difference between a computer salesman and a used car salesman is?
No.
Used car salesman knows when he's lying.
Yeah.
Another thing you can try also that will help you a little bit is anything that's running in the background, all the stuff down in that lower right-hand corner.
Yes.
Try to disable or turn any of that stuff off before you try to do the capture,
right,
and see if that might help a little bit as well.
And you sound like you have the ability to really resolve a lot of geeky stuff. So if you want to really get up to speed on video.
We're not using the term geeky.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
Clowny stuff.
Whatever. Okay. Tom'sHardware.com.
Tom's Hardware?
Yeah. You want to get some really, really good reviews of product. Tom's Hardware is a great website.
Yeah, because I know when people are BSing me, so.
Well, the problem is a lot of people don't know when they're BSing you.
Yeah, it's like I tell them, you're trying to BS a BSer?
Well, I mean, you know, they've been told by whoever, and they just, you know, it's anecdotal, and they take that as gospel, and they start telling all the customers that, and they don't really know for sure, because they don't really have any way to figure it out themselves.
You know, we tell people all the time, it's not what you buy, it's who you buy it from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when we call for, like, technical support, my wife on her Dell Palm, which locks up.
Hello, my friend. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you for calling Bangladesh. You're very busy right now. Sorry, you want to transfer back to the United States.
Huh?
Yeah, it was exactly. What?
Well, I think that shows the commitment. The companies that are outsourcing their tech support for consumers to India, I think that just shows you they're committed to 24/7 excellent, top-of-the-line support.
Yep. It's like, oh, dude, man, my flowcharts ended on the computer. I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah. Ta-da.
Okay, guys.
All right, good luck.
Appreciate Thanks, Todd.
It. Take care now. Thanks. Yeah, guys, learn from Todd's pain here. If, in fact, you intend to do video editing on a computer, don't assume that any computer on the planet, because only about 5% of the computers on the planet that you buy pre-made are going to have any chance of actually doing digital video in a manner that you're going to like.
But there may be some upgrades for you that already have it and want to get into it that somebody who you trust can help you out with.
Do your homework. Now, having said all that, 90% of the people I know that go through this process finally get it going. They do it one or two times and go, you know what? This is too much work.
Yeah. Guilty. Guilty. That's me.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you may
It was fun once, though.
Yeah. You may want to just get a DVD recorder, standalone recorder that interfaces directly with cameras and bypass the computer altogether.
Yeah.
Good idea.
That's a good idea.
It's another option.
All right.
All right. You're listening to the Computer Corner. It's the webcam versus digital video cam version of the Computer Corner.
Versus Godzilla.
Yes.
And we've got one more segment when we come back, and we'll be back just after this.
Hi, this is Ike Griffin for Lunch.